I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Well, now I have mixed feelings about the whole thing. So the Falcons, remember a couple of days ago, I was telling you guys, even if you're not following sports, that I thought the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons football team here in town, had an opening for their head coaching position. And this guy, Bill Belichick, who is the GOAT when it comes to head coaches in the NFL. I believe his teams have won every single Super Bowl since day one. No one else has won them, right?
Okay.
he was really, really great, but he got let go by the Patriots because he hasn't done so great in New England since Tom Brady left. But his name and the credibility that comes with this dude, I felt, would have changed the image of the Atlanta Falcons, who to this point are kind of a, not kind of, I hate to say this, they're like a mid-franchise, mid-NFL team, right? So they need to make a splash. So Bill Belichick comes into town. Arthur Blank takes him out to Chili's, and they sit in the back and stuff.
Got that baby back, baby back, baby.
Got that 2 for $25.
I think Bill liked that Chili's so much. The rumor was he came back into town. They had a second interview at the Chili's also.
A second date?
Yup. Right? And I think Bill might have brought like a woman with them or whatever. I don't even know. But Falcons yesterday said, no, sorry, old guy. It's not going to be you.
Huh?
And they hired a dude that used to actually be an assistant coach on the team. He was an interim coach, meaning when the head coach gets fired, there's somebody in that organization where you're like, hey, you could do this for a couple of weeks.
And if I remember, he did well in the interim, right?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
His name is Raheem Morris, and he's been with the Rams for a couple of years. And he's really, really well known on the defensive side of the ball. He was 4 wins and 7 losses when he was with the Falcons.
Okay.
Okay, so he goes away. This is going to be their dude. All right.
And so last night, I, of course, saw all the news all over social media that the Atlanta Falcons have a new coach. I saw that it was Raheem. And so I asked Bart, I'm like, so what do you know about this new coach? And are you bummed that they didn't choose mm-hmm. Belichick? And my husband's actually happy that they went this route instead of Belichick because, yes, he has a name and he is accomplished, you know, very accomplished, but he said, it's his way or the highway. And they needed somebody to come in that would be more of a collaborator than a dictator.
Because it's gone so well for the Falcons in the past.
Right.
They need somebody to come in and say, okay, you guys are doing it all wrong.
The general consensus from what I heard about Belichick was that most of the league believes that he pushed Brady out. And then that kind of soured his reputation because of the fact that Brady went on to still be successful and Belichick struggled. And then when New England wanted to change things, he was like, no, yeah. I'm Bill Belichick. I do it my way.
Yeah.
And that is what most teams were saying, that they don't want to deal with that kind of person.
And wouldn't you want young, fresh energy to come in instead of like some 70-year-old white dude?
I guess that's their reasoning on the whole thing. But, you know, if the real reason is they wanted somebody that was more collaborative, again, I'm saying like the Falcons have kind of sucked all these years. So they need somebody to come in there and change everything.
Yeah, there are a few teams that need to do it Bill Belichick's way, whatever
right.
his way is.
Now, the reason why I said I'm a little bit conflicted, you'll understand this, Mo, is he's now the first full-time black head coach in the Falcons history. So that's to be celebrated.
That is to be celebrated.
Huge deal.
Yeah. And, and Atlanta has always been like pioneers with having blacks be the first to do certain things. So I feel like Atlanta is the perfect place for that to happen.
Mm-hmm. All right, Abby, you got an important meetup this weekend.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. So I started this group a couple of months ago, I think. It's called the One Less Lonely Girl Squad. It's supposed to bring young women in Atlanta together. Although we do have women from all ages showing up. So far, we've done an axe throwing event at a local winery in Alpharetta. And we went on a hiking trip to Kennesaw Mountain. And our next one is actually this weekend. We're doing a group dance fitness class, which was I had to sell tickets for. We sold out. And then afterwards, we're going to a local gelato shop after.
Okay.
And so if you want to get your gelato on and hang out with a bunch of girlies, you know, in the 20s to 30s range, I have a Facebook group that's linked in my Instagram bio. So you just go to @TheAbbyMurphy, click the link in my bio, and I will approve you to join the group, assuming that you look like you're a normal human and not an AI-generated crazy person who's going to stalk a bunch of women in Atlanta.
Okay, so the thing that's going to be different here, when you women get together, it's just about you guys, right?
Oh, yeah. It's girls' night out, so, I mean, the girls and the gays, you're welcome, but men, please stay away from us while we have our girl time. I'm really excited. We're going down to Rhythma Studios to dance and get a little bit of fitness in, and then afterwards, we're going to treat ourselves at Three Peaches Gelato, which I've never been to, but I've heard is fantastic. And we're just going to have a nice little meetup and have some girl time to where we're able to just, you know, talk about what it's like to be in your 20s and, you know, the struggles of feeling lonely at this age. So it's going to be a really good time and I'm excited.
All right, Mo, it's time to circle back here. You and Katie on your podcast in the moment and also on the show yesterday have very different ideas of who the catches are in certain relationships, correct?
Yeah, this all started with the Simone Biles situation where her husband, Jonathan Owens, came out and said that he was indeed the catch in that relationship, and it caused a lot of controversy online, and I came up with this idea to come up with all of these couples, and Katie and I debated on In the Moment, our podcast, on who is actually the catch in all of these relationships.
So Simone Biles, as we've told you guys before, is the greatest gymnast of all time, right?
And the most decorated.
The most decorated.
Like, it can't be argued.
And we're comparing her to him, who plays professional football. And he's so not known that Mo and I have said that he's a wide receiver. Every time we talk about him, he's actually a defensive back.
Oh. Which makes more, he plays safety. It makes more sense, right? Why he didn't know what a catch really was.
Because he doesn't have to do it very often.
Exactly. So I came up with these couples, and we did a few last time. And I believe we stopped on a couple that seemed to stump everybody, was Kristen and Bart.
Yeah, there was panic in the room when that came up, and Kristen wouldn't answer it.
I wouldn't. So I've had 24 hours to answer. Who is the catch? Kristen Klingchern or Bart Mattingly?
All right, so before you come up with an answer here, when you're weighing both, what's going through your mind? Like the things that Bart brings versus the things that you bring. Who to bring you to your final decision?
Mostly it was like, how do I do this without offending my husband?
Okay. So how do I say I'm the catch?
Right. So let's not go that route. So let's just go category by category.
Okay.
Looks.
So again, what I would like to do and what I am willing to do.
Finances. Okay?
What I am willing to do is I'm going to leave it to the Burr Show fam. I'd like to do a poll, Cassie, on whatever social media platform. No, don't do Facebook. I don't like Facebook. We'll do it on Instagram. We'll do a poll on Instagram, and you all will decide who is the catch. Am I the catch in the relationship, or is my husband Bart the catch in the relationship?
Do you want to try to pitch yourself right now, or would you rather pitch Bart? I think he's going to need the help here.
No, I don't. Actually, I don't think he will. So my husband is a fantastic stay-at-home dad. He takes care of the grocery shopping. He takes care of the dishes. He manages the house. He manages the dogs. He is like the absolute best dad, and I work. So there you go. whatever you deem fit to vote, it's in your hands.
Is there going to be a like heavyweight championship belt that's going to be handed down to either you or Bart once the voting is done? I mean, what's on the line here?
The line?
Because someone's getting offended.
Yes. Whatever's on the line is my husband and I probably not talking to each other for a couple of days. So there's that.
Would you rather people vote for you or vote for Bart?
I want them to vote with their heart.
Okay.
Which also rhymes with Bart.
Vote for Bart.
I mean, it's a really easy pitch. All right. So you can do that on Instagram. Monday, we come in here and we tell you who the better catch is.
Yes.
Okay.
Neat.
Good luck next week in your relationship.
The Bert Show.